Thank you for choosing Capes and Scowls, your podcast home for all things that are podcasty since 2011. Thank you.
I'm not good at intros. That's not my thing.
Leander is not very good at intros, but he would like for me to tell you that welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls Minisode number 8.
Woo!
Yeah, we're going to do some quick review here. Leander, tell me about this book. I haven't read it yet. I'm excited to read it. I don't mind you telling me about it.
Okay.
I'm very excited for this book. Tell me all about it.
Here we go. Rat Queen Special Braga number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. If
the Rat Queens continues to impress. They don't let down at any point in time. So this book is about Braga and her past.
Is she an ogre?
She is a orc.
An orc.
Yes.
I always confuse. Go ahead.
So what you understand, what you find out immediately, first she's waking up and she's talking to someone. Mm-hmm. And that person she's talking to is a person that she slept with the night before. And so you don't know who it is yet. So the person who she slept with says, "What's your story, Braga? What are you all about? Like, tell me all about you." And she's like, "All right, well, we're just having sex, but I'll tell you anyways." She goes back to a time and says that if she was more understood in the orc community, she probably would have stayed. But unfortunately, they didn't understand her, so she left. Well, what you find out is that Braga is actually, for all intents and purposes, a guy, actually. That used to be the son of the war chieftain, and his name was Brug.
Okay.
So Brug, at some point in time, it doesn't explain how, I guess became a little bit more intelligent than the rest of the orcs.
Okay.
Able to read, able to learn different languages. Still, Brug is by far the strongest and most violent orc among all the orcs there. And so he finally wins his 12th war battle. So the chieftain says, "It's time for you to take over as the new chieftain." And there's this really nice dialogue between son and father where Brug says to him, I want to end the wars, period. No more wars. We need to continue on. There's so much more to life than us always fighting all the time. Someone needs to finish the cycle." And so apparently Brug told his father, "If I win this battle, I need you to do something for me. I need you to do a peace treaty with the say for now, the goblins." Well, when Brug says, "Did you do that?" He says, "Yeah, I did. I enslaved all their blacksmiths to make sure they can't make any more weapons. And I made sure that they knew that they would serve us until the end of time." And Brug's like, "That is not what I asked you whatsoever." And he's like, "I want true peace. And that peace does not happen with you making servants and slaves out of the enemy." So they get pissed off. This is the classic son-father fight. Brug runs off, and his younger brother comes into the scene and says, "Dad, you know, what happened?" He's like, "Unfortunately, Brug made a decision that I can't live with, but you're not the oldest son, so you could never be chieftain. You're not the oldest, but if you were the only son, then you could be," is all he kind of says. So Brug runs off with this other guy that Brug's been teaching how to, like, you know, different languages, how to write, everything. So they understand each other pretty well. Then the younger brother shows up at some point in time. I don't want to spoil what happened between those two people, Brug and and his best friend. But the younger brother shows up at a point in time and says, I'm here to kill you guys. And Brug's like, "You can't kill us. Like, what power do you have?" Well, then someone comes up from behind and kills the other guy that Brug was hanging out with. So Brug goes in super anger mode. Everyone's like, he's just literally smashing people. And like, he like grabs someone with his bare hand and just like smushed his face in and killed him. Some people were even like saying sorry, like, "I'm so sorry." And then he kills him because they all had a big respect for Brug. So anyways, Brug ends up cutting off the arm of his younger brother. Runs, goes back to town, throws a guy on the table in front of his father and says, "That's my replacement. I'm out of here." And so the chieftain says, "I will never remember you ever again. You are now a bastard. Don't ever come back again." And so Brug says what becomes Braga's future tagline all the time, which is, "Good, let the bard sing my fucking accolades," is what he says as he leaves. And so you see a panel where it's just him by himself with his war dog. And then he basically says, and that brings us to today, where I'm with my fuck buddy, is what he says. And you transition, and you try really hard to transition as best you can mm-hmm. from this guy who's been now ostracized from his community mm-hmm. to the very next panel where Braga is saying, and now let's go upstairs. And she unbuttons her shirt, and she has the largest breasts of any woman that you would ever know. And, you know, she literally carries the guy upstairs and says, all right, let's go for round three. And you get invested in the character, and you really say, whoa, this is a transgender character, like, seriously. Mm-hmm. And a proud, open, strong transgender character. And I thought they did a great job.
It was a nice bonus. You didn't even see that coming, right?
I didn't even see it coming.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was happy with that.
Very cool. Yeah, Rat Queens is a great book.
Yeah, they're smart, they're intelligent, they have great characters, and thankfully, Stephen Sajic? How do you say it?
Stephen.
Is it just Stephen, even though it looks weird?
Yeah, I think it's just Stephen
Sajic. All right, Stephen Sajic is coming to Rat Queens starting next issue, issue number 9, and I love his art. You know how I freak out about artists, and if they mess it up, I get sad. Right. He's an amazing artist. I've been following everything he's done so far.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy with it. So I'm looking forward to it. But Braga, special, number one, pick it up. You're going to really find yourself enjoying it.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, who did the art on this one? Did you enjoy the art?
The art was good for what it was. Mm-hmm. Like, small details in the very beginning where you see Braga's nipples through her nightgown. Mm-hmm. Like, it was such a good, subtle touch, especially for what this issue is supposed to be all about. Mm-hmm. And I think they did a really great job of showing body parts in this issue to kind of help you with the transition of the fact that this character is a transgender character.
Right.
So I think they did just enough subtle touches with the sexual body parts to help you in your journey through this with Braga.
Cool.
Very
cool.
So definitely worth picking up.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that's my review.
Well, thank you, sir. And if you want to hear more reviews from Leander, you can check us out at capesandscowlspodcast.com. You can email us, like I said, at capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. The iTunes, the YouTubes, and the Facebooks.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We love you. We miss you.